views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And man, there is a lot of miracles in holistic healing. I know because I'm one of them. And I have the privilege and the opportunity to help so many people around the globe. And I consider myself very blessed to be able to do that. Today, I have a guest that's not only brilliant as a holistic practitioner, he's an advocate of Healthy Living for You Health Center. He's a radio icon. He's an author, an educator, and my friend, Wayne Wilson. I am so happy to have him here because we are talking about something very important today. And you know what that is? That's called food. And last week, I had an introduction, and that was about, did you know you may be malnourished and your doctor did not tell you that? People are asking, okay, you know what, Dr. Ronnie, I eat good. What do you mean malnourished? Malnutrition or malnourished is a state in which a deficiency exists or an imbalance. With that deficiency, illness or adverse effects occur in the body. Now, there could be a deficiency in many areas. Protein, for an example, we have, which is considered essential amino acids. There's many of them. There's fats. You can have a deficiency in fats, essential fatty acids. You can have a deficiency in carbohydrates, not enough fiber. You can have a deficiency in any one of the essential vitamins. There's over 13 of them. You can have a deficiency in many of the minerals. There's over 16 of them. And what I'm trying to say here is that there's so many ways to be malnourished. There's so many ways to have a malnutrition, and there's so many doctors that don't address it. Many biological changes occur in the body when there's a deficiency. Now, Wayne, I know that you work in a wellness center, and I'm almost quite sure that you see some of these deficiencies, but you can't just, like, when someone walks into your center and say, you know what, you're malnourished and all of these different things, because you end up overwhelming people because they don't understand unless you specifically point out to them what the deficiency state is. And last week when I brought that subject up about you may be malnourished and not know it, the only reason why I feel very privileged to do that is because I also myself had deficiencies in minerals. I have been over 25-30 years involved with maximum nutrition and small dosages, which I call basically supplements or vitamin drinks or mineral drinks or antioxidant drinks or green drinks. There's so many different drinks over the many years that I've lost track myself. But it wasn't until recently, Wayne, I become very passionate about something. And people are probably going to think, what is she talking about? Well, I became very passionate about food. And I realized that in the last 25, 30 years talking about maximum nutrition, I'm writing a book, and I'm not finished with the book, but, you know, I'm writing about this book about food, which is PEVI. Protein, essential fats, vegetables, and I talk a lot about yogurt because of probiotics. But the point I'm trying to make here is that, and the reason why I'm excited about you is because we're both getting involved with this whole food, you know, you and I and some other practitioners. And we're going down the road and we're going to educate people around the globe. What do we mean by good food? What do we mean by maximum nutrition? What do we mean by the fact that we may be malnourished and not know it? So I am so happy to have you on, Wayne, because I know that I'm passionate as well as you are passionate. And many people who are listening to us today are passionate about this thing we call important, not only maximum nutrition food, but convenient and very easy to do now. Can you explain to our listeners, while I'm rambling on about this, why do we feel such an urgency with this? What's going on, Wayne?
Well, I think, you know, Dr. Ronnie, and thank you for that eloquent introduction. But I think that the first thing that we need to realize is, get everybody to realize that you only have one body. You know, the challenge is that when we see these deficiencies in different people, we sometimes want more for people than people want for themselves. And that is to say that you can't give people the want to. You know, so when people start to realize that you only have one life, that the most important part of your life is the life itself. And if life is not important to you, then I don't have anything for you, right? But when you really become important, and unfortunately, for a lot of us, we don't wait. We wait until it breaks down. We wait until it's falling apart. And we haven't been taught how to be proactive in maintaining that life. You know, the thing about it is when you start to get interested in your life, and your health, and you realize you only have one body, you realize that it's a real simple formula to keep in that body together. You need nutrients, you need oxygen, and you need water, right? And so those are the things that sometimes we just take for granted because we just assume that we're always, you know, when you're young, you think you're always going to be young. You think you're always going to be strong. You think you're always going to be good looking. When you were a skinny, shaky girl, you thought you was always going to be skinny and shaky. You didn't realize how important the nutrients and the things that we were putting in our body work our body. But when we start trying to figure out, when we get to the point where we realize that I want to maximize my health, I want to maximize my quality of life, then the body is not complicated. It's not complex at all. The body takes 43 essential nutrients along with fiber daily in order for you to grow, heal, and live. And that's the mechanism that you're going to use to fulfill all your dreams. Every idea you have, every dream, every love that you have, everything that you want to fulfill in this life, you're going to have to do it in that body. So you see a lot of people who spend their whole life trying to get wealth, and in the end, they'd be willing to give it all up just to buy back their health. And you can't buy it back. You know, when we talk about essentials, you heard me talk about it takes 43 essential nutrients. The word essential literally means non-negotiable. When something is absolutely essential, it means you cannot do without it. And there are certain essentials that we need in our body, and we weren't taught this. You know, we're coming up through school, you know, they teach us our basic food groups, but they didn't teach us the importance of those foods because of the essential vitamins. And those essential vitamins, what they are, is they're chemical compounds inside the foods that are recognized by the body that perform specific functions. So a lot of times we have challenges with things that we're calling chronic and functions that aren't happening in our body the way they used to, or things that we're calling change. But in fact, we have not got the essential nutrients needed to operate that particular area of our body. So it's really, our body is down to a fine science now. You can live holistically. You can live healthy. But you have to understand, we have to go back and read the manufacturer's warranty, so to speak. And you know that the body is an awesome thing, Dr. Ronnie, because most of us have not followed the manufacturer's warranty. We have not put the right water. We have not put the right nutrition. We have not detoxified the air. And look how wonderful you're still here. You're still alive in spite of the fact that you broke all the rules. So what happens now when we put the right fluid in, the right nutrients, and get it the right rest, man, the things you're going to be capable of doing is absolutely awesome. But the first thing we have to get you to do is recognize that you have one life, one body. It's absolutely priceless. It's irreplaceable. You wouldn't sell me a toe, a baby's finger, not an artery, not a lung, because you want every piece of it. And when we can get people to start realizing that, then you'll take care of it. Then you'll want to maximize it. Most of us have never seen our body work at a hospital. Those are the things we want to show people how to do. Not just conquer illness, but move your body and your life into the most productive state it's ever been, where your mind, body, and soul are all working together. You know, the word integrity means to integrate your spirit, soul, and body all in one work. And that work should be getting your vessel to run at its optimum so that you can maximize everything that you are said to do in your body.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know what you said, that it brought back some memories, because you said the body is very forgiving. And, you know, and that's the reason why I call the show Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, because we have truly seen the remarkable body changes that have occurred based on the fact that people have changed their lifestyle. And you won't believe some of the stories that that we've experienced in the last 20 years. But it's just so true that if you just give the body what it needs, it will truly work for you. And I have some important messages towards the end of the show. But in about a minute, we're going to take a break. But I just wanted to leave people with this thought, and we'll come back in a moment. But when I talked about malnutrition earlier, one of the things that's sad for me, and I always have to remember that so many people are addicted to the wrong types of food, because addiction, which is through chemical manipulation in our foods, it allows people, not only our children, but adults, to go out into corporate America and work a 9-to-7 job, because it's no more 9-to-5. And they're working on empty calories and increased salt and increased sugar and bad fats and chemicals that trick their body. And then one day they wake up and they look in the mirror and they go, how did I get like this? What happened? Well, you know, we're going to talk about this when we come back. We want to talk about, how does that happen? Well, the body is very forgiving. However, the body's going to do whatever you tell it to do. If you give your body bad food, you're going to feel bad and you're going to look bad. That's one of the laws of nature. So when we get back, Wayne, I want you to be able to explain to our listeners and our readers just what bad food do to the body and how we can change that. And one of the ways we can change that, by starting with what we put in our bodies. Look at your plate. Look at your plate and you add it up. What are the nutrients that you're taking in on a daily basis? I will guarantee you that most people aren't taking many nutrients in, and that's called processed food, dead foods. More when we get back. Let's go on a break.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, and we're back talking with Wayne Wilson. And we were just discussing that the body is very complex, but it's very forgiving. And what it needs is 43 essential nutrients. We are going to be talking about food as a delivery system. We've already talked about how bad our food is in this country. That's my favorite subject. We talked about how our food is being manipulated and how, being in a corporate world today, we don't get the opportunity to eat food, which I call maximum nutrition and small dosages. And we're very excited to talk about our food today. We're going to be talking about that more and more because we do have the answer. We've always talked about it, but we never had an answer. Wayne, can you, we ended the show by talking about why people feel so bad working an 8-hour or now a 10-hour job by the end of the day, why they feel like they have to go home, get on the couch, and sometimes go to bed. Forget about taking a walk or exercise. You know, people today are living on empty calories, too much processed food, increased salt, increased sugar, and bad fats. And that's just a very short list, and I don't want to go on and on and on, but basically they're living on dead food. And what I mean by that is food devoid of nutrition. So no wonder they feel the way they feel. We do have some food choices today. I think the most important value that we can give our listeners is an education on what food does for the body and how to get maximum nutrition in small dosages, how to get the quality foods, because we already know that our soil is devoid of nutrients. We know that a cup of vegetables in 1955 takes 10 cups today. So what is a person to do?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do, Dr. Ronnie, is get a clear understanding of what food is. And that is that food is simply a delivery system to deliver nutrients to our body. If we understood that, we would make different food choices. Fast food fills us and it stimulates our taste, but it does very little to deliver what's needed for our life to move on. You know, and so that's why we have to teach people when we eat things that look good and smell good and taste good, we got to ask ourselves, what is the nutritional value of that? Because remember, there are certain essential nutrients that come through food. And what makes those nutrients essential in the food is that the body does not produce them. A lot of the chemicals that you need for a healthy life, your body produces. The ones that are essential in food are the ones that your body does not produce, but in yet you need. And that's why they're called essential. So if we look at the food that we ate every day as our delivery system for our nutrition and our health, we would change our diet. In other words, you are what you eat. If you eat dead food, you're going to be dead. If you don't eat anything that has life in it, we're not eating alive food, foods that are rich in alkaline, foods that have electricity in them, then we're not feeding the part of us that we need to have life. You know, we get out of life what we put in it. So we have to understand what happened with the whole processing industry of processing food. In order to process food, a lot of times what they had to do is they took out all of the living nutrients and enzymes from the food, because remember, if something is alive, it's not going to live on that shelf. So in order to prolong the shelf life of food, to process it, they took what was alive out of it. You know, it's interesting because when you go into the grocery store, you know, there's the produce section, and then everything else in the grocery store is referred to as the non-food section. Yet that makes up 90% of the rest of the grocery store, because they realize that even though there's food pictures on the can and it says canned tomatoes and pears and peaches, they know that most of the time it's void of any of the nutrients that would make it productive. That's why there's the produce department, because what it will do is help produce life in you. And then there's the non-food section. So if we're eating mostly out of the non-food section, what is it we're getting? We're getting just what you said. We're getting high sugar. We're getting high salt. We're getting a lot of chemicals that do a lot of harm to our body and our biochemistry.
And it's so sad because the cost of this is obesity, chronic illness, dementia. I can't tell you how many young people in their 50s and 60s are now being diagnosed with dementia, diabetes, heart disease, and sleep disorder. One out of every five. Everybody you talk to, I don't sleep at night. I can't sleep at night. For me, I made a choice. I made a choice to stay awake in the night so that my brain can function better, because I don't have the opportunity to like answer my phone because everyone else is sleeping. So when the world's sleeping, I'm working. That's my choice. I don't have a sleep problem. Rapid aging is one of the biggest things that I see now because of the way people eat. I see people that I haven't seen in 40 years. I met someone not too long ago. He clearly have not seen me in 40 years. 40 years. And he said my name. I couldn't believe it. I could not say his name, but I look the same as I did 40 years ago. And I tell people, they ask me all the time. I clearly say, well, if I tell you, you're not going to believe me. And then they say, well, try it. I says, oh, it's just nutrition. And they go, yep, you're right. I don't believe you. But now people, we're living in a very different world. People now believe it. We're living in a whole revolution, in the food revolution, many revolutions, but people are now jumping on board because they actually see the changes in people who follow a healthy lifestyle, and they can compare it to those who have not. That's called, we're at that age now where we have research right before our eyes. And luckily, I'm in a good position to judge the effectiveness of many protocols and many diets and many of these things, because I've been treating patients and clients in my retreat for many years. And I do a lot of research and I do a lot of writing. And so I have the opportunity now to be able to teach and educate those, not just a few at the retreat, but thousands around the globe. And it's exciting to know that we now have the opportunity to talk really about food, which is the number one subject in the world, food.
And, you know, it's like you said earlier, you know, we have two challenges. Not only is the food processed, but it's also been manipulated so that it has flavor enhancers and things that explode in our mouth, which create addiction. And the addiction is what causes us the overeating. So not only are the calories and the nutrients void, but we absolutely now love these foods. We love the chicken McNuggets. We love the grease and the butter. We love the fried stuff. We love all the seasonings.
Are you saying that these chemicals actually trick our taste buds?
Absolutely. They're food enhancers that they have, that they sit down and they work in laboratories, and they find ways to take even chicken that has been spoiled, boil it, crunch it all up together, mash it together with chemicals, fry it in some sauce, and call it a McNugget. And when you put this thing in your mouth, you absolutely think it's to die for. You go, whether you have the sweet and sour, the honey mustard.
Oh, my goodness.
You go from ordering six to ordering 20 of them. And even though they taste good, you're not taking into account the fact that they avoid anything needed for energy. And that's why you said after eating this delicious food, we find ourselves on the couch. We find ourselves sluggish. And then a lot of the things that you need to do, a lot of the energy you need to do your own work, to take care of your kids, to take care of your own life, you find that you're missing, which is back to the word malnutrition. That means that we're missing the nutrition, and as we said before, that essential nutrients are chemicals. We have chemicals in the food that match with our body that are for specific functions. So a lot of the functions that we've attributed to just getting old or slowing down or libido have nothing to do with your age. It has to do with you have not given the proper nutrients for that function to take place in your body. And that's why when kids are in college, we tell them, don't eat too much sugar. Don't eat too much white flour, because it's going to inhibit your ability to learn. It's going to inhibit your ability to stay focused, to concentrate. So when you process foods, you know they're going to be void of the things that you need. And unfortunately, today, 70% of the foods that we eat are processed. So that means very little for us in power. So when you go against the fact that we have the toxicness in the food, and then the fact that we don't understand nutrition, you can see why we're excited about this new revolution that's going on in food. And we're going to share with you an answer that will solve that problem. Finally, technology has met up with us and put us in a place to do something really, really good for us, and that is to help us bring correctness to our body by getting those 43 essentials and overcoming those addictions.
Okay, I'm going to say that, and I've said this so many different times, that if you give your body what it needs, it will work for you. And I've also said that if you actually continue to eat the bad foods, your body will crave it. If you start to eat good food, your body will crave it. And I have tested this over and over and over again. And I'll tell you that one time I said to this particular person, no, she said to me, she says, how can you not eat this? And we were at this restaurant. And I said, well, it just tastes horrible to me. It was some fast food restaurant where we were at. And then I said to her, well, how can you not have a good vegetable juice? So our taste buds were totally different. And what she thought tastes good for me was like poison, because just sometimes I can eat bad food and I'll go, what is wrong with people? The fact that they can eat this, because I taste every chemical. I taste the oil is so rancid. I taste it. And then, but they don't taste that when they eat. So when you detox your body and you clean up your body, you really taste like the food. This one oatmeal that I've been eating, which you're probably going to talk about later, but it tastes clean to me. I can taste food that's clean. And people probably don't understand what I'm talking about, but food that have good nutrition in it and devoid of chemicals and preservatives and colors and all these taste bud things, it tastes differently. And when your body's not used to that and you taste that, it literally tastes like poison.
Mm. You know, one of the things you can do also is if you would drink alkaline water first and rinse your mouth out, you can find that you can actually taste your food again. A lot of us don't like the taste of the food because, like you say, not only have we been chemically manipulated and tricked by it, but our taste buds have been so dulled by these sugars and these other senses that we now need to not be brainwashed, but wash our brain. We need to wash our brain out and realize and find out what food tastes like again. I mean, eating vegetables, I mean, they're not mixed in some gravy or something. Most people don't even eat them. Most vegetables people get is lettuce on a hamburger and ketchup. But I remember when you used to bite into a vegetable and you could actually taste what it tastes like. But what's happening now is that the world that we live in now has everybody looking on the outside of the body. You know, right. For years I was a physical fitness instructor in California, working in Valleys and Jack LaLanne's and Beverly Hills for Men and a lot of health clubs. And we spend so much time on getting your abs right and getting your pecs right and making sure that you look good on the outside of the vanity, when the real health is on the inside, which is now we've all switched to a real understanding of what it takes. And that's why the wellness industry is the industry today. Not so much that you look cut up, it's like how are you running under the engine, under the hood.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Okay, we're back with Wayne Wilson, and we're discussing something very important today, and that is food and how the human body is complex, but it needs 43 essential nutrients, and how food, which is our delivery system, is being misused and abused by people all over the country and as well as all over the world. And we found a solution that we can make it better. And Wayne is full of knowledge, nutritional knowledge, and not only that, emotionally and spiritually, he has a lot of experience with, because sometimes even though we know that we're not supposed to do something, we're not supposed to eat this food clearly because we have high blood pressure or we have high cholesterol, and it's been made very clear that we should not eat this, we do it anyway. And a lot of that has to do with being on a educated on a very conscious level every day, all day. But the first thing is we have to understand that we can make a difference in our health and the way we feel and the way we look. And we have to believe that we can decrease the biological clock. We can decrease aging. We can increase brain function. We can look better and we can feel better. And those things don't happen overnight, but we have to be able to change our lifestyle. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about how is it that we live in the land of the plenty, but we're malnourished. What has happened to our food to allow that to happen? And we have such a short time left, and we're going to start talking about some of the ways to help our bodies. But one of the things I wanted to say before Wayne starts his next session is that you have to be able to clean up a little bit first before you put all the good nutrition in. And the reason why I say that is that even though 43 essential nutrients is going to make a big difference in your life, I want you to also decide what can you give up that's going to make room for the good essential nutrients. So, Wayne, back on with our listeners about how we can make a difference.
Yeah, and just to dust up on the point that you just made, you're right. We have to do both things. Not only do we have to get some education about how to eat.
Speak a little louder.
We like to say to eat, you know, women, that's what we eat to live instead of live to eat. People there, because we live in such a toxic world, we have to do both. Not only do we have to find out what is essential for life, but because the air, the water, and the food is so polluted, we have to get into detoxification, which you spend a lot of your lifetime doing, helping people to detox. Can you hear me, Dr. Ryan?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hear you. I totally understand what you're saying. The way I tell people to start with the detox process is to basically start with one green drink in the morning and one vegetable drink in the afternoon. Not only will that take away your hunger, but it will increase the alkalinity in the body, because sometimes we're so acid. We don't realize that we're so acid. If I talk to five people in a week, I can almost bet you one of them's on an antacid program or medication. And so I tell them, you know, why don't you try green drinks and green juices and vegetable juices to decrease some of the acidity out of the body. I will guarantee you if you do that, your joints will feel better. So one of the ways to help clean up the detox and to get some of the toxins out of the body is to start a program of juicing, even if you just do it once a day. What I try to do is in the morning, I start my day off with an antioxidant, a berry juice, and then 2 hours later I'll have a green juice, and then in the afternoon I'll have a vegetable juice. And between that, I have my meals. Like I had oatmeal this morning, and my oatmeal had 43 essential nutrients in it. And since I've been doing the oatmeal and rice, and we'll talk about that later, and we're going to have a whole show on it next week, I have to tell you that my skin looks a lot better. My energy's better. But yesterday something happened to me. It was interesting. I was talking to a gentleman who clearly needed some help with nutrition. And I told him, I said, you know, he offered me some food. I said, I'm not hungry, but I will eat because he offered it to me. I literally have to remind myself to eat because after I eat the oatmeal, I feel full, And also the nutrients in my body allows me not to feel hungry. Most people are hungry all day long. You know why? They have no nutrients in their body. The body is calling for not potatoes or chicken or broccoli or bread. The body is calling for essential nutrients. And then we decide what we're going to do with that. We think the body is calling for certain foods, but it's not. It's calling for essential nutrients. And because my body had nutrients in it, I wasn't hungry. I have to remind myself to eat. I think that's a very good thing.
So, Dr. Ronnie, one of the questions is, so why don't people eat better? I mean, there's a lot of intelligent people out there. We're living in the information age. This information is readily available. We're hearing people talk about the damaging foods that we eat. But there are real clear reasons why people don't eat better. One of the reasons is to eat better, you first of all have to educate yourself. You have to see the value in life, which is why we started talking about you only get one body. And we also talked about how it's not geometry or trigonometry. This is a simple, complex formula to being able to produce a healthy, growing life that's vital. But it also takes time, Ronnie. It takes time to eat right. It takes time to prepare the right foods, and that means that you have to care. That means you have to love yourself. That means that the kind of time that you give your job and the kind of time that you give chasing money and the time that you chase doing other hobbies, you have to give that same kind of time and commitment to your own quality of life. When you see people that are healthy, you're not looking at an accident. And that's why we named our nonprofit Life on Purpose, because to have life and life on purpose means you have to consciously make some decisions. It may take a little more time. To eat right, some people believe that it costs more. They say to eat organic and eat all the proper foods, it costs too much money. Well, we know cost is relevant to what it's going to cost you in the long run. So if you pay $2 more for organic, but it feeds your body living food and it goes longer and gives you life, then you have to decide what really costs more. Eating the cheaper food that's going to make you sick and cause deficiencies, or buying the right food that's going to sustain your life. You're either going to pay in the beginning or you're going to pay in the end. So people don't change because they say it takes too much time to prepare foods. They say it costs more than regular food. And most of the time, it causes for a behavioral change. And that's why I never address diets. I never address eating changes. We always try to address lifestyle change because we're not talking about changing the way you eat. We're changing the way you think about your life, changing the way you think about why you get up in the morning. Whatever you have to do, everything that you have to do starts with a thought. And that's why we said you can even have spiritual and mental malnutrition. Mental malnutrition will have you not think about what you need, as if you could just run and last forever. That's mental malnutrition. That's not taking into thought what it takes for life and to have a quality of life. Spiritual malnutrition, we said the same thing. Without feeding yourself spiritually, you're not going to have the intuitive sense to make the right choices that we need to make. Also, some of those habits that we have, the reason a lot of people say that they're having a problem changing those habits is because the habit is something that you invited. It came into your life as a guest. It became a host. And now your habit is your master, telling you what it wants, demanding nicotine, demanding chocolate, demanding sugar, demanding butter. We have to get back in control of our own life so that we can eat better. Right now, I think the inmates are running the asylum. We need to worry about the inside of our body and not the outside. We have a beautiful car, but the engine don't work right. So I think one of the things we have to do to change is our mindset. You know, everything starts in the thought, and that's why I thank you for this radio show. I appreciate your commitment to health and wellness and the years that you've dedicated trying to get people's lives back together drug-free without surgeries and operations. That's just been phenomenal, phenomenal, the work you do, because what you do first is you change people's mindset, which is part of this show. Stinking thinking will produce rotten bodies. So the fact that we have now learned how to think correct.
I think one of the greatest things and one of the greatest pleasures for me is, first of all, you know, my clientele, you know, as you know, we talked about it earlier. We talked about the cost of eating bad food. It causes obesity, it causes illness, and it causes brain dysfunction and even cancer and heart disease and rapid aging. So my clientele have the money to be able to correct that, you know, situation. And but what excites me now is not that particular clientele. What excites me about what we're getting ready to do now is being able to reach out to middle America, being able to reach out to average working class, to be able to reach out to our family members, our friends, and people that don't have the opportunity to pick up and pack up and go to a health retreat. But we can help all people now. And the way we can do that is with food that's convenient, food that's quick, that food that you can take with you, food that has 43 essential nutrients in it. I mean, for me, I think that we can help not thousands, but we can help millions of people be able to change their lifestyle. And what I'm going to do when we come back is I want to talk about the way that we can help people, because I think that the listeners, and I had some questions coming in, it's hard to get to questions, but one particular lady just texted me and she wanted to know if it's possible that we can help her son. Her son's in college. He's been diagnosed with ADD many, many years ago. It took them, you know, most of their savings to get him through school because they believe in him so much. She says, but now that he's in school, he's having a focus problem, and he eats sugar all day. She says that when she went to the college dorm, she found a big, huge bag of M&Ms in it, and she didn't even know that they sold M&Ms that large. So he must have got it online. But the point I'm trying to make is that something like that, I mean, we should be able to reach these college students and be able to help them with just one pack.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Okay, hello. We're back with Wayne and Dr. Ronnie discussing something so very important. We're discussing 43 essential nutrients and how we can help you too have a better quality of food in your body every single day. We've been discussing how food is a delivery system and how we can use it better and how we could be smart at using it and how we can use it for convenience, how we can take it to work. There's many ways we can increase the quality of what we eat every single day with these foods. This is a new food revolution, Wayne. This is exciting. I want you to explain to our listeners, right before we were ending the show, I talked about the young man in college. I'm getting texts, a lot of texts, and there's so many different questions. I think we're going to have another show next week where we can also continue to talk more about how this food is affecting people, and we'll talk more about how people can get the food. But some of the important things right now is to give people the value and allow them to understand that we do have a problem, and that problem could be right in your home today, that you could be malnourished today. So I'd like for you to, we have about a quick 5 minutes or six, and we want to talk about how you can help our listeners, because I'm getting bombarded with texts and probably phone calls.
I'll try to do this in 5 minutes, but, you know, the good news is that we're not here talking about something we don't have an answer to. We always say never take away a man's crutch unless you have something to put under him or he'll fall down. And the good news about this show is we've done all this talk about nutrition and malnutrition and what's required and why we've done it. And the only reason we've done it is because there is an answer. There is an actual revolution taking place in the food industry. And Dr. Ronnie and I am a part of that revolution. And you know, when it's a revolution, you can tell because it affects everyone. I know Dr. Ronnie's clientele is a pretty elite clientele and can afford to do what they want. But a real revolution involves everybody. And that's why we know what we're about to share with you is a food revolution. Finally, everybody can participate. Not just the super wealthy, but everyone. Everyone can now eat right because finally a company came along that did it for you. No push button, no magic, no hocus pocus, just focus, focus. They found a way to take all 43 essential nutrients and put them in deliverable foods so that you can now get your daily allotment, which you needed to bring your body back into balance. And it is just an awesome, awesome opportunity. I mean, I know we can't do this in 5 minutes. I want to tell the lady who has a son in college, we absolutely have some stuff to take care of that holistically. There are some essential oils I know that will help him get focused. I can show him how to flush himself with water. We can show him foods that will bring him back into balance and get rid of that addiction, the sugar that he has. But now there's a deliverable for everybody. We have a food system that is available now for everybody that you can get your absolutely daily allotment of essential vitamins every day and change the quality of your health. I mean, without changing your behavior, without changing your calories, without changing your counting, anything, by changing your life system and understanding that time and technology has finally met up with us, that there is a food, and you're going to hear more about this food. We're going to be able to share it with you to now imagine, be able to get for the first time, most of us, everything that you need. Because even when you eat what you think is a balanced diet, it doesn't have all the nutrients required to produce health. We're going to find a way to fight back. We have ways now to fight back with our food. We have to start by first getting balanced. Let's get back up on board. Before we can advance ahead, we have to get back to the basics. Now we have a simple way to convert all of the bad eating habits that have no nutrition into a way now to turn our life into something absolutely vibrant and thrilling. I know we can't do it all on this show. We may have to do hundreds of shows, but you just have to trust us that the answer is here. I like to say this. We need to print a T-shirt that says someday comes because it is here. If you've been waiting for all the technology and food people to finally come up with something to help us, we finally have. But it has not been the corporate industry that did this. Caring individuals who care about life have produced life and the life-needing formula to put in food. That food is going to be available everywhere all over the world, and you heard about it first right here on Dr. Ronnie's show. We're going to give you more information about it. You heard her talk about the oatmeal. One of these cereals, one of the products we have is a cereal. We have an oatmeal. That one package of this oatmeal delivers all 43 essential nutrients needed for your body. So that means that two packages of this oatmeal per day, or that in another product, will give you 100% as what's recommended in your life. And that's based on the World Medical and the World Health Associations. So can you imagine for the first time in your life, you can now eat food that is absolutely balanced, that you can be absolutely assured that you get everything that you need in your meal, and you can do it for your kids, and you can do it for your son in college.
That's amazing.
And one of the,
you know what's so amazing about what you're saying is that what you're really saying is that for the first time, you know, we can have some convenient foods that we can eat, take with us, fix it in like 2 or 3 minutes and not worry about it any longer on nutrients. But we're not talking about modern twists on some ancient remedies. We're talking about chef's basic food. And I want to give you an example. First, I'm not going to tell my oatmeal joke today because I have to tell you that one day. But I'm eating oatmeal, but I'm going to tell you why I'm eating oatmeal, and I'm not going to say it now. I can't believe that I'm eating oatmeal. That's just going to leave you with that. But just, and this is really why I'm eating oatmeal. Despite the fact that I had some bad things happen to me with oatmeal when I was a kid. Okay, I'm eating this oatmeal, Wayne, because it has 26 grams of protein, 8 grams of fiber, 1 gram of omega-3 and omega-6. It has 15 micronutrients, 14 vitamins, 11 minerals, and no bad stuff. Now, you tell me where else I'm going to get all of that in just a bowl.
But, Dr. Ronnie, here's a beautiful...
If you tell me where I can get all that in just a bowl, I might take a look at it. But I know that I've already done the research, and I know I can't get any better than that because I am the master of what's called a handful of supplements. That's what I did for the last 30 years. I gave my clients supplements, handfuls of supplements.
And, Dr. Ronnie, here goes the good news, though. That's great if you know what those things are, if you know what 8 grams of this and 20 grams of that. But for a lot of our listeners who don't know what that means and don't know what the omega fats are because they've been too busy to even find out about that stuff, how would you like to have it even simpler? Eat 2 packs of this and you have everything. Huh? How about that?
Yeah,
it's like my car. I don't even know how my car works. I'm not a mechanic. I don't know anything about that engine. I know how to stick the key in, turn it, and make a left turn, a right turn, and park it. So I don't need to know everything that goes on under the hood if the vehicle will get me from point A to point B. So before I get to educate everybody on the enzymes and what's needed, I love the simplicity of this new food when I can simply tell you if you eat this twice a day, you will have everything you needed. Let me start by getting you healthy first and then educate you along the way as to what's in it and under it. The simplicity of not having fast food but having correct food means if you change your food now, you can change your life. We can actually deliver to you what you were supposed to get, and you don't have to have the understanding that Dr. Roddy and I have. You don't have to know about the omegas. You don't have to know about any of those things. You just have to be smart enough to be with the right company and eat the right food and watch your life change. And then you'll educate everybody else. I'm smart enough to do it if they've already done the work for us. We don't have to be scientists. The scientists have already put it in the food. They've already done the thinking for us. The only difference between this product and any other food product is this was done by men with absolute integrity, with your well-balanced in mind, and they absolutely mean you good. Corporate America could do the same thing if they wanted to, but that's motivated by greed. This company that's producing this food is motivated by love. They want to teach you how to grow, how to live, and how to enjoy your life and be healed. If you just want to do that, you can be smart enough to get one thing. I need 2 servings of this food a day. And you're going to hear more about it. I know we're kind of teasing you. We really haven't said the name of it or how to get it. And there's going to be a wide amount of food, but this is just the introduction. Stay tuned. Keep listening to our shows. Contact us. There are answers. Remember, someday
this
comes, and it's here right now.
This is truly, truly a miracle. And let me tell you, I love the name of the show, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. There's a lot of miracles going on every single day in holistic healing, and this is truly nothing more than a food revolution. And everyone should feel every single day as good as I feel when I wake up. And I think that, you know, it's what I do on a daily basis. And I am the one that sits with people who are not only in stage 1 cancer, but stage 4. I see some of the most devastating illnesses that anyone can possibly go through because that's what naturopaths do. We're supposed to see them in the beginning, but we end up seeing them at the end. And truly, there have been many miracles based on what people do and how they change their lifestyle. And I want to start this conversation out next week with at least 5 questions. Please go to drronnieholistichealth.com. Put in your questions and your answers. Go to Wayne, WayneSRLOP, Wayne Senior LOP, at AOL.com. Ask him as many questions as you have about how to change your food, how to change your lifestyle, and how do you live in a healthier and happier and hopeful.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.